Loretto One by Germaine Richier. Originally from Bouches-du-Rhône, Germaine Richier and her family moved during her childhood to Castelnau-le-Lez near Montpellier. It was at the École des Beaux-Arts, in the building linking the Musée Fabre and the library, that the young artist trained as a sculptor. She was a pupil of the sculptor Geng, a native of Montpellier, who taught her the technique of direct carving, influenced by Rodin, who used it himself. Germaine Richier ended her time as a student in 1926 with Youth, which won her a prize and continued her apprenticeship in Paris, where she was a pupil of Bourdel. She succeeded Alberto Giacometti in his private studio and discovered the art of sculpting from life, which produced a decisive change in her art. After moving to her own studio in 1929, Richier worked completely independently and had students of her own, such as César Baldaccini, known as César. While her career was mainly focused on Paris and Switzerland, throughout her life she continued to spend long periods at Castelnau-le-Lez and later, after the family home was destroyed in a flood, at Maudaison and Les Saintes-Maries de la Mer. Loretto is one of the most important works of the artist's youth. It was shown for the first time at the Jeu de Paume in 1934 in an exhibition Women Artists in Europe. Germaine Richier then prepared her first solo exhibition, held in 1936 at the Galerie Max Kaganovich in Paris, and made numerous studies from nature, busts and nudes. This period, a time of realism, compared with the rest of her work, shows a craftsman with her skills fully mastered, and places her firmly within the sculptural style of the 30s. And yet, this part of her work is already sounding a discordant note, which would become strident over the years. Here, the adolescent's entirely classical grace, like the beauty of La Regodias from 1938, is immediately contradicted by the shaved head, the thin, almost skeletal torso, and the firm anchoring of the feet on the ground. The body's lack of proportion is striking, but it adds to an expressionist power which transcends the classical model.